achieving compromises. The whole town was in motion with all the excitement surrounding the opening of the new emporium. Artisans had labored for 3 years constructing one of the largest theaters in the country, and they were sure it would live up to their high expectations. The Willand Emporium would open its doors in 1 week, and it would be in the spotlight of the musical community when it did. All the local magistrates gathered at press conferences to assure everyone that the first performance would be unforgettable at the Wyland. In actuality, though, things were not going according to plan. Construction workers had been dissuaded to complete the project by union representatives during the past month. The unions fervently felt that their workers were being unfairly paid for their labor. There were reports that some of the workers' tools had been confiscated by the management for no reason at all. The management, in turn, was infuriated by these accusations, which they claimed were unproven and untrue. The jobs foreman, Bill Wallace, ruffled his hair strenuously when trying to get the two groups to compromise and finish construction. He sat out late at night and stared at the celestial bodies in the sky and tried hard to think of a clever way to end the conflict. He knew with absolute certitude that he would lose his job and the town would greatly suffer if some sort of agreement between the management and the union was not found. Bill could hardly sleep at night as he imagined himself in front of the magistrates as he cowardly admitted that he had failed in completing his task. Since the founding of the union organized 5 years earlier, all they had given Bill was a headache. Before his next day at work, he ate a hearty breakfast that filled him full of much-needed glucose. That whole day, he spent pleading with the two parties to come to terms, and eventually he was successful. The emporium was completed, and on opening night, a magnificent orchestra played their first concert there. During the crescendo of the performance, Bill shed a single tear, knowing that he had done it. The audience's cochleas were appeased to hear such music in a new theater. Though no one would ever admit it, the true unsung hero of the day was Bill Wallace.